loads of people coming around, phone calls and this and that. What a journey today is going to be. I'm now waiting on my guest. I spoke to him half an hour ago. Spoke to him an hour ago. He was online. He seems to have been dumped offline. So until that time, I will say hello and greetings, and I hope everybody is here. There we go. Refresh the browsers. There we go. Is somebody else on the line? No. Okay. Well, good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Wherever you might be on this beautiful pearl of a floating in space, dragged behind a large yellow ball that some people say is hot, some people don't. It's a radiant ball. Anyway, so we are expecting to have with us Stephen Whitehead. I think it's Stephen Whitehead, who will be speaking today. Oh, sorry, Stephen Whiteside. I knew it wasn't right. Whiteside, who will be speaking today on geomancy, the Earth's natural energy lines, the ley lines, we call them, their effects on our environment. And also, hopefully, he'll be talking about some healing business, which is to do with the shift sickness, which is essentially the things that we're all going through. You know, the sun is doing some weird things. It's sending out some weird energies. There's all kinds of strange magnetic things that are going on. Last Tuesday, about 3 hours after my show, there was an 8-minute magnetic pole reversal, which is a bit strange. You know, you don't imagine it to happen in that quick a time, but it reversed and it reversed back. Ah, there he is. Oh, no, that's Nighthawk. Oh, yeah, is he there? No, I'm gonna just try and call the guy. This is odd. He was with me a minute ago, he knows that it's on, so I don't know where he's managed to get to. I will take questions in the chat room if anybody's interested while we're waiting. We have no, that call failed. How interesting. Hey, it's going to be one of those days. It is one of those days. If anybody would like to call in, if anybody hasn't had a ray reading, I'll call in and read your rays. Last week, I had quite an interesting time because I had to go to a court. And while I was sitting there waiting, because you know, you just have to wait there, I was going around and sending blessings to all the judges. And reading their rays and seeing what they are. While I'm waiting for Stephen to come online, he's obviously had some kind of outage just now because, like I said, we're just waiting for him to call in. And it was about half an hour ago I spoke to him. So, let's talk about monads. Monads, not gonads. Monads are the great spirit. That's it has the same relationship to the soul as the soul has to the personality. And basically, there are three groupings of monads, and they basically make up all of the souls on this planet who are incarnated. So, people either have a first-ray monad, a secondary monad, or a third-ray monad. Now, what does that mean? The monad is the inner being, the spark of divine sparkness that is really the I. When I say I, it's like the highest point of my intention, my highest intention, my pure intention. Ah, there he is. While I was sitting there, I was reading them, and turns out that all of the judges and the clerk and the lawyers all have this Ray 3 monad, and most people who I do readings for on the radio, they have Ray 2 monads, and a few people like radio hosts and pioneers and things like that have Ray 1 monads. So that gives you a kind of idea of where we're at. So basically, I call the Ray 1 monads, the Starseeds, the Ray 2 monads, the humans, and the Ray 3 monads, the powers that were. So that gives you an idea. So if you ever hear me read someone and I you know, the number 3 is at the front, you can almost guarantee that they're not going to be fighting for our interests. Let's put it that way. Right. Ah, right. He's having a bit of a nightmare. So let me call you. All right. And I'll call him on the landline and bring him in that way. He should be quite an interesting person to talk to. Talking of interesting people, on Sunday on my Wolf Spirit radio show, I had Robert Morningsky, and I uploaded a YouTube of it. So if you you can search for Ever Beyond Morningsky, and it's a fascinating interview and very beautiful man to speak to. I will. Yes, I'm still waiting for my guest to come back with his landline number. Unless I got it here earlier. No. Da di da di da. Booty bidoos. Right, I'd love to add him to that, but I can't yet. We'll be joined by him in a short moment. I was sitting there and I was watching all the judges in their three stages, and there were three judges, and there was, you know, three levels, and the clerk was at the second level, and you hand the piece of paper to the clerk, and the clerk hands it to the judges, and there's this strange little protocol going on there. Yeah. So it was a very interesting experience for me. I've never been taken to court before, and it was just a traffic offense, nothing big. It was just very, very interesting to watch these judges, to see them, and to see how they operate and where they're at and where their soul energies were. Obviously, I gave them plenty and plenty of blessings and forgiveness and all of that stuff, because, you know, Elgin, which is this city in Scotland that is about 17 miles from where I live, that's where I had to go. Guess where that is? It's the center. It's the epicenter of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. So we were right in the beginning of, right in the epicenter of the whole thing. So lots of people were sending me love and blessings, and so I was able to channel that into these judges. And so we'll see if there is any movement in the judiciary, if there's anything that is going to come up, or in Freemasonry in general, because the energy definitely went in. I could feel it go in. So now let's see. Oh, he's disappeared off Skype now again. this is going to be fun, isn't it? Where did he leave me his number? I'll see if I've got it here. I can't see it on any of the messages that he sent me, so that's not going to be fun. Okay. I hope he's going to get back soon. No questions in the chat room so far. So basically, when I read monads and soul rays and things like that, I'll be looking at the monad for the great intent. So the intent of the first ray is to bring truth. It's a servant of truth. First ray people would almost, you know, they would die for the truth. They have a deep need to express truth and only truth. Sometimes it's too much for people. People can't really hear the truth, like the promo that goes on. You can't take the truth. Many people don't. So it's quite a level of power and energy that is coming through when the first ray is in operation, particularly from that level. First ray souls and first ray monads have it's like this immense amount of power behind it, but is is shielded, is masked by the soul and the personality energies. Although some people, and I was conversing with a man called Andrew Di Basiago. You may have heard him. He was involved in Project Pegasus, and he's been to Mars through the teleport system when he was young, alongside Brett Stillings, William Stillings, one of my other guests, and your president, or resident, Barack Obama, who at that time was known as Barry Sotero. So he was talking last night about how he's going to be running for president. Andrew Basiago, running for president in 2016. He'll be pushing for teleportation devices to be made public, which would rule out an awful lot of problems that we have. You know, a lot of the problems we have is because of transportation. You know, we have to burn fossil fuels and, that's another matter of opinion, whether it's a fossil fuel or not. But we have to burn oil, and that's rather nasty and polluting. And so it's probably not a good idea to keep burning oil. And so by using these technologies that he's talking about, we won't need roads. If you've got something that floats above a road, it floats above the earth. You can fly it as high as you like. The Keshe Foundation is already working on an anti-gravity device. Stillings is very interesting. You should listen to my archive in Ever Beyond about William Stillings. I managed to nail him down. He's a scientist and he's an absolute genius. He's about 20 years ahead of us in terms of what he knows about. And he did manage to kind of semi-explain how they make a gravity generator. And if you've got a gravity generator, you can, it does many things. It's very handy. You can use it as a teleport. It's a stargate. It will levitate your vehicle. This is probably part of the technology that's in those stealth craft, you know, that it's got a kind of anti-gravity thing and it just uses rockets for steering and stuff. So I haven't got a message from him yet. I'm going to give him another go on the Skype number there. Otherwise, we'll have to call his mobile phone, which might be a little tricky for me. So, do we have any questions yet? I don't see any. Yes. Bill Cooper, Lindsay Williams. Yes, very interesting. There we go. So I've got all your chat rooms open now. Oh dear, he's having a nightmare. Sorry about that. Well, well, well. Yes, Andy is amazing. So Andy Basiago is a member of this group. He's about the same age as me. We were discussing, I was chatting with him last night. We're all the same age. We're all born in 1961, which makes us oxen, the Chinese astrology, oxen. And so we're kind of unstoppable. So this guy has decided he's going to be president. And according to his rays, he's a 1-2-1. He's got two first rays. You remember the first ray that I was telling you about earlier? He's got one in the personality. That is absolute presidential material. He's got so his energy is of the truth. Soul is of love and wisdom and compassion. And his personality energy is, again, first ray of truth and power. So first ray people are really interesting. They know loads of people. So one of the ways that you'll hear them, they'll be in a paragraph, they'll mention about four or five names when they're talking. And they're not, some people call it name dropping, but that is the thing that they do, because they are very connected with people in terms of knowing what people want and see large numbers of people. And, understand the kind of temperature, how can I put this, the trends that people are talking about, so that when they're in power, when they have a chance to do things, they do it for the maximum benefit of the people. Right, so we're now passed, and so the phone is mine. That's good. let's see if I can call him on. No, I'll try calling him on Skype again and see if we'll bring him in. Ah, oh, sorry. What's he doing now? Yes. So, does anybody have any questions about the what I was just talking about the Rays? If so, you can put them in the chat room in uppercase. It's a very quick system, but it takes a couple of minutes to get the question to me because it's yeah. So 63, yes. 125, Rockmeister, yes. So, kind spirits, if you want to slip in, you can use the phone number. You can get on Skype and use... oh God, I can't remember the name of that. It's Freedom something. Oh, that's bloody useless, isn't it? Sorry. they have several ways. We've got wolfspirit.switchboard. Are you on Skype? You can come in through wolfspirit.switchboard or my own Skype or the dial-in number for Revolution Radio, which is not on my current list because I am using MIRC for the chat room. Yeah, great. So if you want to call me on Skype, I'm jeremy.perron, P-E-R-R-O-N. And if you want, you can also get me through the other Skype lines, also wolfspirit.switchboard, some of those lines, and you can also call in on, when I get there, no, that's not the right one, oh dear, you can call in on 1-775-657-5973, that's 1-775-657-5973. All the while, it's... Oh, I've got another number here. What's that first one, Dave? Yes, 775-657-5973 is the dial-in number, and that will come into my Skype here. I wasn't expecting to talk this much. I might have to record the show separately. Question, the 1111 number. One of the things is, one of the things that I've been seeing is that when you're looking at the clock and you see 1111, one of the things that I've been told is to notice what you notice. Notice what your mind is saying. What thought was in your mind just before you saw that 1111. So that's the significance. It's like a wink from the cosmos to say, yes, you're going along the right track in your thoughts. So that's one of the things to note. Whenever you, in fact, one of the things to note is if anything ever happens to you, you know, you sort of chopping vegetables and then you cut yourself. Notice what you were thinking about before you cut yourself, because that's often a little pointer. It's like a conversation, and it's trying to draw your attention. So the universe has various ways of drawing our attention, cutting ourselves being one of them, but also the repeated numbers on the clock. In terms of numerology, I've had Gary the Numbers Guy on the show. He's talking about the number 11. That it's about intense emotion. 11 is an emotional number. So whenever there's an 11 involved, it's to do with manipulation of emotions. So, and the other interesting thing he said was that it's not a peaceful number. It's not a number of peace. It's a number of emotion. So when they ended the First World War on the 11th of the 11th, 11-11, it was a kind of more like a BRB than a ILCU kind of thing. It was like a pause, like pressing the pause button, we'll continue this later on, which of course they did. And so all of the meditations that people do on 11/11 for peace are actually contributing to greater emotional, which and emotional energy does tend to encourage wars and things like that. So it's best not to meditate on 11/11s, really. But yeah, it's basically, yeah, as what's that? Lozunezi? I can't pronounce that. Just said, it's spirit contact. Pay attention. Yes, indeed. It's a synchronization. So, I don't know what's going on with Wolf Spirit Radio, because they seem to have lost the sound, but you guys are hearing me on Revolution Radio. We have a call. Sorry about that. That dumped that call, and then I'll bring in this contact here. Yes, all right, that didn't work. So, yeah, sorry about that. Try calling again. I'll try and get connected this time. Yes, not been a good day for connections, it seems. Right, okay, I'll try and join this person. Conference. Hello.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Virginia.
Virginia.
Yes.
Hello, Virginia.
Christy's friend, Sunita's friend. You don't know me, but...
All right, different. Because I know a couple of Virginias from Facebook, and you're probably not one of those.
Oh, yeah, that might be me from Facebook.
You haven't got a double-barreled name, have you?
I do.
Ah, right, then I probably know who you are. VA, yeah?
Yes.
There we go. So, hello, Virginia. How are you doing, my dear?
I am doing wonderful. How are you, Jay? Never called in before.
You haven't?
No.
All
right. First time. It's first time in the chat. First time, you know, I've listened to you last time, but this is the first time because I just put your show in my phone because it's such an odd time. So I have to remind myself, oh, there's a show coming up.
Excellent. And
that's how I do it. So now I'm catching it. So now I'm on a roll. I usually listen on archives.
Okay, so your monad ray is ray 2, your soul ray is ray 7, so you're part of the new incoming group, the Crystal People.
I'm a crystal person? Wow.
So let me just check for your personalities, ray 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, ray 5. So you have quite a... are you a collector of things?
A collector of things?
Yeah, do you like...
No, not really. Animals, perhaps.
Animals?
That counts.
What about books?
I have books, yes, I do, but I'm not really saying a collection. I've just bought a bunch lately, yeah.
All right,
past year, I've been buying a lot of books, yeah.
Okay, right, it's, you know, 7/5. It's quite it's a male energy. The odd rays. The 1, 3, 5, 7. So, so it's quite you know, you might be kind of technically or mechanically inclined. You know, unusually for a woman. You know.
Okay, yeah, well, you know, when you're a woman alone, you're going to have to learn these things, right?
Yeah.
I used to be alone. Now I'm not alone anymore, but for years I was. So, yeah, I was tool woman for the longest time. I have all the tools. And, yes, the electronics, you have to figure it out yourself. So.
Well done. Now, a lot of people don't, yeah. You know. Some people do. And that as that challenged you to get bring you into... the energy of the fifth ray. Now, the fifth ray is about concrete science. So you're likely not to be a believer in things, that you like to find things out for yourself.
Yeah, I do research a lot, yes, exactly.
Yes. So, yeah. Research for whatever will bring the world back together again, because the seventh ray is about order, and about ceremony, but particularly with the fifth ray there, you'll be you'll want to know the truth about things. You know, you'll dig, you'll have the tenacity to dig down and find out what really is true and what really is not true.
Well, I have this BS monitor. It's what I call it.
Exactly. Exactly.
it happens. It's 99% accurate. So, yeah. Oh, that's amazing. You would say that. Yeah. And the two monad is what? It's the big group of people.
Majority of humans. You know, vast majority of humans, you know, like there's a very small number of Ray 1 and a very small number of Ray 3. Those Ray 3 people are the what we call the powers that were, or the powers that be, or the, you know, the Illuminati, or the whatever. And their main intent is power through manipulation. Whereas the Ray 2 is power through love. And the Ray 1 is power through truth. And that's why you're finding quite a few Ray 1 monads on alternative radio.
Yeah.
Because we're using the medium because that's what we've got. That's all we have. And so we're getting the truth out, and that's what we're doing.
Absolutely. We're all the light workers do here, and trying to help Mother Earth go back to her full beauty, the way she used to be.
Yes.
So, it's crazy.
Interesting. So I'm still waiting for my caller. he's completely offline, but don't worry, Virginia. It'll be you can stick around, because do you have any questions about that?
No, I really don't. I need to listen a little bit more and see what it all means. But now that I have the numbers, there's probably stuff that I can research online.
Yeah.
The research.
You can go to
website, yeah.
You can go to 7rays.info, www.7rays.info, and there's a link there that says teachings, and under there's a link that talks about free downloads. There's a book that you can pick up, which you probably already downloaded, called The Tapestry of the Gods. It was the most expensive book that I'd ever bought, and now you can get it for free.
Oh no!
Well, you can get it for free on the PDF, you know. So, but
that's good.
It's searchable. Basically, it's tabulated all of the teachings that have come from the Himalayas through the Tibetan Dwal Kul, and it's worked out for me. You know, in the last 2 years, I've been pretty spot on with most people, you know, to many people's surprise. So
you have to give to tap into somebody's energy then in order to pick up what their rays are.
Yes, but it comes through the heart, you see. So somebody who's got an open heart system, open heart energy, that isn't judgmental, that isn't prejudiced, that doesn't have a body full of trauma and dogma. Sorry, not trauma. But yes, trauma is the dogma gets in through trauma. Is able to tune in. Basically, it's tuning into the frequency of somebody else, and everybody's got a unique frequency. But it's like, you know, if you've got a frequency of say 443 hertz, it's still known as an A. You know, so that's why you know, we can sort like 5th ray, 6th ray, 7th ray, yeah. So that gives you an idea of what it is. It's actually like a band of frequencies, much like you have on a radio. Yeah.
Yeah, it's energy waves.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I can pick up people's energies too. I mean, basically, not in to the extent that which you can, but anybody can. You know, you walk into a room and you can tell, oop, bad energy is here, or good energy is here, or something happened here, something's wrong, and then you just either feel comfortable or you do not.
So, generally, people, particularly the Ray 1 monads, sense Ray 3 monads and have a sense of lack of comfort with that. You know, the more you're tuned into your heart energy, and when you meet someone, I mean, that's like, you know, most people feel uncomfortable when they're next to a policeman. Because there's a sense that, you know, they're not on your side, you know, anymore.
No.
They used to be. You know, in Britain, they used to wear blue. And a few years ago, suddenly they all started wearing black.
Yeah, that's more intimidating, of course.
Yes. Big difference. Big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame. We have to go through this in order to get out on the other side.
That's right. Well, you see, basically, the true energy of dominion, of care for the community that you're in, is what you get from a first-rate person. They really do care about people. They appear to be self-centered and arrogant and a bit distant, but that's their way, because they take a bigger, broader brush. They don't talk about individual people and gossip and things like that. They're looking at, how do I make this large thing work? How can I make this company work? How can I make this land work?
Right.
And for too long, we've had the third-ray people in charge. And that's the problem, this third-ray monad, it's manipulative. It's the thing that thinks of all these false flag events and manipulation and trickery and deception and all of that stuff. All of that stuff comes out of the third ray in the dark side. And
they've been in power for 2,000 years, and now it's our turn.
Yeah. Well, more like 13,000.
13. Okay.
Yeah. Since the fall of Atlantis and the destruction of a lot of our human structures, we were invaded a long time ago. Long story.
Oh.
Check out.
Talking about, yeah.
I'll be talking with Alex Collier on my Sunday show on the 11th of November. 11/11, remember that?
11/11, yeah, how appropriate. Yeah, love Alex.
And we'll be talking about the hidden history of the Earth.
I've listened to most of Alex's radio shows and YouTube, so yeah, I know what his message is.
Yeah,
according to him, it's going to get a lot worse before it's going to get better for 8 months or so.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we'll see. We can still change it.
Uh-huh.
All malleable. Nothing is set in stone.
Yeah.
Timelines will differ.
Yes.
So not in my universe. Nothing bad is going to happen. Nope.
No.
I refuse.
So. In terms of your soul and monad energies, what you'll be looking at is towards a more group-oriented life. And
really?
Your energies will be... All right, so with the fifth ray, you have the energy of concretion. So there's a great deal of attention to detail. A great deal of gathering of knowledge, of research. And so you may be of great use to a community or a community project, because you'll know, you'll be able to remember the notes of meetings. Are you good at taking notes?
Yeah, that used to be my job,
Right.
For years and years and years, and now I'm doing home research and...
Yeah, so you may find yourself drawn into a group somewhere, maybe on the web, maybe an internet group, but somewhere your energy will be most practical for people. It's a really practical practical ray package.
Okay, well, let's see that, because I'm not really a group person. I'm kind of a loner, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm comfortable in groups, but I'm more comfortable by myself. That's the way it is. But
yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not uncomfortable in groups at all. I mean, I can, because I'm not afraid of anything. So I can talk to anybody and anybody. But it really, if I would say, what do I prefer? I would say I prefer to be alone. But I can do the group thing if that's where I'm most useful. It'll have to come to me, I'm not going to go look for it, but it'll come to me if it's needed.
Yeah. Well... Excellent. So,
all right. Well, thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you very much, Virginia. And I enjoy your posts on Facebook. And
oh, you do. Check them out. All right. I haven't been on Facebook much past week. It's been too beautiful outside, and the change of the climate here. It's just so beautiful in Georgia.
Ah, lovely. It's very beautiful here today. And I took a photo on, I put it up on Facebook this afternoon, of the sun, and it's kind of misty. And the sun is behind a wind turbine that is in the next field, and it's casting a shadow of the wind turbine in the mist. It's quite an amazing phenomenon. Check it out on my
I'm
page.
gonna check it out. I'm gonna go check it out. It sounds amazing. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, no, enjoy the weather, and thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome, Virginia, and nice to speak to you. Good luck.
Same here.
One
Bye
seven
bye.
five. 275. God bless you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Right. What great fun. Hello, hello. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, JP. This is Cheryl Lady Aquifia. How
Ah.
are you?
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Wow. So I just wanted to just put a message out to Kat, who messaged me. My shows are on Tuesdays. I do private readings. Go to everbeyond.info, and there's a readings thing. So if anybody wants like to have a, I do a full reading. You know, this is like a it's just like a quickie.
Okay.
But I can also do like relationships and things like that.
So everbeyond.com?
Everbeyond.info.
Okay.
Everbeyond, the everbeyond dot info.
Okay.
And that's if anybody wants to, you know, catch me, because I've actually got quite a few guests coming on booked in the next few weeks. My list is filling up until Christmas. So it doesn't look like I have too many shows where I can do this. It's actually quite a good opportunity, because I've had guests in the last few weeks as well, so I haven't had a chance to do a ray reading. So very nice to have the opportunity to. Lady Aquifia, that's an unusual
name. Yeah, my name is Cheryl. Yeah.
So where did that come from?
I don't know. It's just something that I've had. I don't know. Just something that popped into my head. I don't know where it came from. I have no idea.
Okay. So Lady Aquifia, whereabouts are you?
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey. So are you a follower of Jon Stewart?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's great. He's a great, him and Bruce. So let me just get your personality, Ray. Again, you're in the same soul group as the last caller, which is Monad Ray 2 and Soul Ray 7. And so it's like the energies of the future people, the crystal children, or whatever you like to call them. Now let me just get your personalities. Ray 1, Ray 2, Ray 3. Oh, Ray 3. Okay, so your energies are 273.
73.
Yeah. So are you involved? See, the seventh ray people are generally like group people, group orientation.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that they work in groups. Like, it could be anything from a cabal of witches to a healing team, to a rescue team, depending on, you know, the energies involved and the level of physical manifestation of it. But
yeah.
With the third ray is often about business and communications and transport. So it could be, I mean, it could be.